So in Unity, we have a wonderful publication that has an inspirational message for each day of the year. Our daily word message today will be read by Catherine.
Sunday, April 2nd, 2023, Palm Sunday. I celebrate my awareness of the divine presence alive in me. Just as the enthusiastic crowd welcomed Jesus in Jerusalem with a spirit of great enthusiastic celebration, I commemorate Palm Sunday by opening my heart and mind to the divinity that is within me and within all others I meet today and every day. This welcoming attitude changes me at depth, making the commitment to behold the Christ in myself and in each person I meet is my way of symbolically placing palm branches before them, greeting them as I would Jesus. This celebration of the divine in each person lays a path to spiritual freedom. From perfect peace within, I shout Hosanna as my jubilant soul celebrates. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. John 12:13.
Thank you, Catherine. So as we just let our hearts be opened by the words that Catherine has shared from Daily Word today and that inspiration in regards to Palm Sunday, I invite you now to join with me as we move more deeply into a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer, a time of meditation. So as you relax, whether you're at home or here in the room, I invite you to just allow yourself to let go, to be present in this moment, to breathe, and to be one in the spirit of infinite Mother, Father, God. And I will begin by toning our singing bowl. And I invite you to allow that energetic vibration that is of the heart chakra of love to open your mind, body, and spirit into this experience right here. Oh, beloveds, how wondrous it is to gather together in spirit, in presence, in across the miles. We know that we are not separate in and through the living energy of beloved Holy Spirit, of infinite universal presence. And as we breathe, we feel ourselves infilled with light that moves through every part of our being, moves down from the top of our head and out through our arms, down through our heart and our solar plexus and out through our legs and our feet. And as we draw in breath, we feel light come back in and through us until we realize that we are a part of a Möbius strip, which is a never-ending, no beginning, no end of the flow of life. (Clears throat) And though at times from this human physical perspective, we feel that we are finite, our vision of our outer world is finite. In this moment, as we feel ourselves breathing, being breathed, the in-breath, the out-breath, infinite in nature, we remember that we are a part of the Alpha and the Omega of creation from all beingness, forever being. And while from that human perspective that infinite nature is hard sometimes to perceive or to understand, we can simply allow ourselves in this moment to be immersed in it, to feel the light shining all over us, around us, to feel the light that emanates from within us, co-mingling, connecting, recognizing we are the flow. We are the energy of being. We are the life. And as we just allow ourselves to be, we begin to experience wisdom and knowing differently. Rather from the finite intellect of our mind and the things we see in our outer world, as we relax into and respond to the energy of universal being, we recognize there is a wisdom, a guidance, a strength, a courage, a healing wholeness that transcends what we know in the outer physical world, because it is a part of infinite ongoing spiritual principle at work, resonant with all things, the flow, like the tide that comes in and moves out, the breath that flows is ever eternal. And we have the limited resources of infinite God, mind, heart, beingness to call upon at any time. And so today, as we go on to explore that higher metaphorical and metaphysical message of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, we allow our hearts, our spirits, our souls, our very being to open and be receptive to a message that might be different than what we are used to. And so we take a moment to prepare now in silence, to breathe into the core of our being, our solar plexus, our heart chakra, into the core of all of who we are. In a moment, a few moments of silence, a time to connect, to be one with beloved Mother, Father, God. Alaha, the breath of life of all that is, in the silence. and having taken this time to be immersed in the spirit of allness, having taken this time to recognize that as the truth of the core of our own being, we give thanks and celebrate for this activity of spirit that uplifts us, that guides us, that blesses us. So we take a moment now to let our light shine forth to bless the prayer requests that have been placed in our prayer box, and also to speak aloud, setting in motion the vibration and energy of the spoken word, the intentions of prayer for loved ones, friends, family. As we pray their names aloud, feel that energy being immersed in this infinite spirit of light and love also. Karen and Bob, Sue Ann, Jolene, Richard, Mary Lou, Jim, Lisa, Teresa, Sean, Brandy, Gage. Davin, Vicki and Evan, Shireen, Wanda, Mary and Dale, Sunny, Dan, Grace, and so we bless. Through this spoken word, through this intention of prayer, all those who have been surrounded and breathed into, and so we give thanks, beloved infinite spirit, that which we call Mother, Father, God, knowing that we are upheld and blessed and healed in mind, body, and spirit. We pray this in and through your presence, and so it is. Amen.
I will surrender to my greatest, highest good. I will release all the fear that blocks my way, and every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am stronger every moment, every day. I am willing and my heart is open wide. Trust my instincts and let spirit be my guide. I vow to live a life that's real and true and free as I continue walking in this mystery.